morning and welcome to an absolutely glorious moment here in Astoria, Oregon. It's time for Troll Radio Review, and we are in the fabulous parking lot of the fabulous Fort George under this amazing, amazing blue sky. We've got so many treats for you today, I hardly know where to begin. We've got amazing guitarist and singer Niall Carroll. We've got Old Coat. How long has it been since you've heard Old Coat? What a treat. And just the icing on the cake, we have the Napa Marimba Band today. Napa schools have the most fabulous program out there. You are going to have your socks knocked off. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House and Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. I'm happy to have you all here. Get ready to dance. Much, and you'll be hearing more from all of those fabulous musicians as the show rolls on. It's going to be a really good one today. I see we've already got some great dancers out here, and if there's dancing, life is good. We're going to start the show off today with Niall Carroll. Niall has been playing music and singing here in Astoria for a number of years. He's a fabulous entertainer. He's got a great voice, and he's always willing to lend a hand when we need a musician here at some event. Troll Radio Review has been going on now for over 15 years. We are a nonprofit organization, of course, Coast Community Radio. We have our donation can over there on top of one of the upside-down grain barrels here from Fort George. And so feel free to drop a few bucks in there and keep Troll Radio Review and community radio alive and
alive.
Hey, Niall, I'm glad to
Debbie.
Have you here. So you haven't been here since we've been over at Fort George.
Yeah. It's always really nice to get invited, but it's even nicer to get invited back.
Always. All right. So. Well, welcome. Looking forward to some nice songs from you.
Thanks to Debbie for inviting me. Thanks to all of you for being here. Since I was knee-high to a toadstool, I used to sing songs. Just like little kids, Itchy Bitchy Spider, This Old Man. And one day, this siren song came on the radio, and I've been following that siren for 50 years now. And every time I play this, it just makes me feel like a nice sunny day. So hopefully you'll enjoy this as much as I do. Love me too, whoa, love me too. Love, love me too, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please. Love me too, whoa, love me too. Someone to love, somebody new. To love someone like you. Love, love me too. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please love me too. Oh, oh, love me too. Thank you. Yeah, I've been following those guys for 50 years, and I think there's a few people here have. Anybody out here believe in magic? Anybody at all? Cool. Okay, well, this song is for you then. And all those others that don't believe in magic, you'll just have to pretend. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes her feel happy like an old-time movie. I tell you about the magic and a free old soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about her rock and roll. Do you believe in magic? Don't bother to choose if it's jug band music, rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll startle a smile and won't wipe off your face, no matter how you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind, yeah. You believe in magic. Believe in the magic of a young girl's soul. Believe in the magic of a rock and roll. Believe in the magic that can set you free. Oh, I'm talking about magic. You believe in magic. It's jug band music, rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile and won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind, yeah. You believe in magic. Believe in the magic of a young girl's soul. Believe in the magic of a rock and roll. Believe in the magic that can set you free. Oh, talk about magic. You believe in magic. You believe in magic. You believe in magic. Thank you very much. I think so. I've got time for one more, maybe? Well, this is a little newer song. I'm kind of an old guy, and I usually do older songs, but I'm going to try and get through this one. If you know it, feel free to sing along.
Well, you done done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but just the heart that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back before the coolant run out. I'll be giving it my best. Yes, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, open up your mind to see like me. Open up the plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment. People dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to come. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. all the closer, dear, and I'll nibble your ear. Do 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 do. Oh, 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 oh. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, so it drew a new face and a laugh. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need to complicate, cause our time is short. This, this, this is our play. I'm yours.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Niall. That was great. Great sunshiny music. Nothing's better than sunshiny music on a sunshiny day. Well, we're really lucky this time. We're going to have some visitors coming from the North Coast Food Web. They're joining us right now. These are people who are really doing a lot to make life a little bit better here in the Columbia Pacific region. They're involved with a radio program we have on the first and third Mondays at 9:30 in the morning called Food Talk. Really interesting. If you ever miss it, by the way, you can download a podcast of it as well. So they're all involved with KMUN and with the North Coast Food Web. And today, maybe we're going to let you know a little bit more about the Food Web. We have Teresa, Norma, Pat, and Marianne here. Beginning with Teresa. Teresa, tell us a little bit about the Food Web.
What's that smell?
Marianne, does you?
I'm afraid I smell something too, Norma.
Oh, you guys, I'm really sorry. Ignore it. Just ignore it. I know it's difficult, but you're just going to have to get used to it just for today. It's not that hard.
I don't think so. Okay, I do not think so.
You know what? We all have to deal with unpleasant things in our lives, so just tough it out just for a little while, please. Now, Teresa, could you just tell us about the Food Web?
I'll tell you something a little more pleasant than the smell. So then, North Coast Food Web, we're an organization, we're a local organization, and we work to promote healthy communities and a thriving economy through supporting local food and local agriculture. It's really cool. We get to work with a lot of fun people in the community, like people from OSU and OFB, and we support the RPFM, which is the River People Farmers Market.
Ooh,
which is one of
it.
Our favorite things.
That's right. It's one of the most important things we do. We produce River People Farmers Market just down the street from here in the parking lot of the Astoria Indoor Garden, and we're there every Thursday from 3 to 7 in the evening.
All right. Now, the River People Farmers Market, which is one of my favorite events of the week during the summer, and it's unique in several ways to other markets that are held along the coast, isn't it?
I'll tell you one thing, doesn't have this thing. Ugh.
Okay.
Hold it together, Norma.
Hold what together, my nose? What are we talking about here? Hold it together. It smells in here.
Debbie, one of the great things about the River People Farmers Market is that it's truly local. All of our vendors are local farmers and local food producers. We all grow what we sell. I get to be one of the farmers that's there. It's a super fun market. We have great activities for kids and really fun things to do, but it's really all about the food. It's just a food market.
And we encourage everyone to make River People Farmers Market a Thursday habit for the rest of the summer and most of the fall. I can't tell you how many times one of our customers has bought something at the grocery store. They show up at the market and find as good a quality or better quality for about the same price, and you're supporting local farmers.
We also have a couple of programs that make our market special. One of them is called the Snap Match Program, and North Coast Food Web will match up to $10 on your SNAP card every single week at the market, which means $20 worth of fabulous local food for $10 out of your pocket.
Thank you.
And Mickey and I do a booth called Taste the Place. Stop by and see us. We're cooking delicious things fresh from the market, giving you some great recipe ideas, tasting what's fresh and local, talking about how to cook something you might not be familiar with, and you get to sample goodies. Stop by and say hi.
That's true. That was some dynamite hummus that you made a while back when I was there. That was really good. Well, I'm really glad that you stopped by here this morning to tell us about the food web and the market. At my house, my husband Larry and I grow a lot of our food in our own home garden, and we have plenty of vegetables, but there's always something at the market that we don't grow. And so every time I go, I find something that's really yummy to get there. And plus, it's so darn much fun. Anyway, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. And
Fake 1 minute, don't you know?
Uh-oh, the smell is getting stronger.
You know, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well, look at all these people's order. Let me hear you.
We have a lot of people here. Yeah. You know, this is kind of Mr. Toadwort's part of the show. I thought maybe he was gone today because I think I'm a little plugged up from my allergies or something. In all honesty, he was the one who encouraged me to invite you here this morning. So let me introduce Mr. Stinky Toadwort, also commonly known as the Astoria Troll.
Commonly. Debbie, there is nothing common about the Astoria Troll.
Do you think you can speak a little more slowly, Mr. Troll? I am having trouble understanding your accent.
What? Say again.
Señor Troll, por favor, despacio. You smell. You stink. Señor Troll, please.
Come again.
Señor Troll, usted huele feo. Huele feo, señor Troll. Huele feo.
Debbie, this is children's show, right?
Well, it's a family show, which means it includes children.
Yeah. Well, I hear there is a lot of fun things for the short people at the farmer's market.
Short people? He means children. Oh, okay. Yeah. Kids, there is something really special at River People Farmers Market for kids. We have the Little Sprouts Market Camp every Thursday from 3 to 7, special craft, food-related craft activities. We have Sprouts Bucks. Every kid gets a dollar to spend at the vendor of their choice at the market. And Mr. Danny is there every Thursday at 4 o'clock for story time.
And what is this thing that you have twice at every market? I hear it is called a walking pie?
That would be a pie walk, Mr. Stinky.
Pie walk, get your pie walk tickets right here. Only $2 a piece, all proceeds go to the SNAP program. Pie walk tickets.
How exactly does this pie walk work?
You buy a ticket for a measly $2, which goes to support our SNAP match program. And then you get to play pie walk, which is like cake walk, but so much better because pie. And you have a 1 in 25 chance of winning a fresh baked out of the oven just that morning, locally grown fruit pie.
Oh, so they're 1 in 25 chance to win the pie walk. So that means if I come to the pie walk, that I will win, right?
Right. Absolutely right.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, just like the lottery thing that you can buy on all the grocery stores.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe a little better chance.
Mr. Troll.
Yeah.
Mr. Troll.
Yes, Pat. Oh, what?
Just call him Stinky.
Yeah, you can call me Stinky.
Okay.
That's Stinky. For sure, Stinky.
So, Stinky, you seem very interested in our farmer's market and all of the great things that happen there every Thursday
from 3 to 7. I'm very interested. Yeah, I'm very interested. Yeah.
Why haven't I seen you there?
Well, I was going to volunteer to help out, and so I talked to your executive director. His name is Rodney Dimes.
Rodney Dimes?
Oh, wait, maybe his name is Rod Quarters?
It's It's Rod Nichols, Mr. Stinky.
Oh. That too. Anyway, Mr. Nichols heard that I was going to come to all of the markets and help out at one of the booths. So he arranged for a meeting and told me that the market is in what you call it a troll-free zone. I guess it is a city zoning issue or some sort of a business covenant or something like that.
Or maybe it's the smell.
But you know what? I want to do this walking pie thing, so I'm going to ask for another meeting with Mr. Dimes, and so I'm going to do that right now,
okay.
Debbie.
Okay, we will see you later. See you later, Mr. Troll. Yeah, if you get a chance to go to the Thursday market, it is really fun. And actually, the kids program is really cool, and I'm going to be doing the kids program on the 7th and the 14th of August. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. The story time is great. There's live music. They didn't mention that. That's one thing that's really cool about the pie walk is that while you're doing the pie walk, you're doing it to some great music. I did the pie walk a while back to a reggae band, and that was a lot of fun. The other day when I was there, Jeffrey Reynolds was there playing his amazing violin. Well, one of the musicians that will be there on September 25th will be the band you're about to hear, the Napa Marimba Band. John Fenton, retired teacher from Hilda Lottie, has spent his retirement years not lolling about, but forming this great band. And he puts a lot of time and energy in on it, along with his pal Dan Sutherland. So they're going to entertain you now. I'll let John tell you a little bit about what they're doing, and they're going to take you away with some fine tunes.
Okay, we're glad to be here. We're Napa Marimba. These are students. Thank you. They're students from Hilda Lottie Elementary, ages 9 to 13. This is a pretty new group. Napa Marimba is actually, this is our fourth year playing on Troll Radio here at the Fort George, but this group, almost all of them have not been here before, so this is really, this configuration is only their second performance, so they're pretty great. Hope you enjoy it. The first song we're going to do is called Hidden Treasures, and you have a part on it, because there'll be a part in the song when we find the treasure, and you'll be able to tell when we get to that point. And I want you all to cheer or yell, but more like a cheer. So we're going to practice it. You guys help us out. One, two, three. Hey! Yeah, that's good. Thank you. This next one's a traditional African song called Isu Tayapano. We have one more, although we will be playing after the radio show is over from 12 for a while. And so if you're listening on the radio, please come down to the Fort George and enjoy our music live. And this last one you can sing along with, you will know it. You will hear it when we get to the part that you can sing on. Thank you.
So stick around after the show. They're going to play some more, and you'll be glad you did. They are just absolutely incredible. Well, we're getting our house band up today, which turns out to be the fabulous Old Co. Let you know about some cool things going on around town. Right now, all around Astoria is the Astoria Artist Studio Tour. If you know much about Astoria, I don't know if you're from out of town. I don't know how many. Do we have any visitors out here? People who are first-time Astoria people? All right. Well, welcome to our beautiful town. Well, it's a city that is rich in art, many kinds of art. And today, we have an artist studio tour. Many of the artists in town have opened their studios for you to visit. You can actually go online and get their map, but there's a map available at all the places. So just go ahead and walk downtown, and you'll see signs that show you where their studios are. Dots and Doodles, Riversea, the Tempo Gallery, they're all involved, and they're all right downtown. If you want to travel a little bit and cross the bridge here, go over to Nacelle. The Finnish American Festival is going on all day today and tomorrow morning. It's really fun. It's a great thing. For the youthful at heart people, Alice in Wonderland is being performed today at the Liberty Theater at 3 o'clock and again at 5:30, and that's a Missoula Children's Theater production. People have been raving about The Fiddler on the Roof that's taking place at Fort Columbia Theater in Chinook, 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow at 2. Don't want to miss, if you're from out of town, don't miss Shanghai in Astoria. It is really a real taste of Astoria. That's at 129 West Bond, 7 p.m. Tonight. And out only way, there's a huge reggae festival going on. Sounds like it's a lot of fun. Lots of good stuff going on. Tomorrow night, Sunday night here at Fort George, family-friendly music event with Dallas Williams, who's done Troll Radio a few times. He's really fun to listen to and to watch. Well, we're putting together a house band for today, and we found out that the talented and beautiful Jennifer Berg was available. You are in for a treat here to hear her beautiful voice. And it's Old Coat Revisited, and they've got some beautiful harmonies. And not prejudice or anything, but I think that they're really great. So enjoy their music, and we'll be back in a little bit with all the musicians today.
Almost got it.
Test?
Joseph.
Hello out there.
Test.
Testing, we're on. Joseph. Hello. This used to be a hot mic.
We're up.
Not anymore.
Are you up?
Yes, we're Old Coat, and well, we have been a band for a long time here in Astoria, and we've been not a band for a long time recently, and we just kind of got back together for some fun stuff here today. So here we go.
The sun was sinking down in the west. The birds were singing in every tree. All nature seemed to be at rest, but still there was no rest for me. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. May your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I'm far away on the mighty ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me? Loving parents whom I love so dear, and the bonnie, bonnie laugh that I adore.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. May your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I'm far away on the mighty ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me? Thank you.
brothers and they are at rest. Their hands are folded on their chest. But a poor weary sailor, the likes of me, must be tossed and forgotten on the lonesome sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. May your mountains dark and drear I be. For when I'm far away on the mighty ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me? Will you ever heave a sigh and wish for me?
Here's a quieter song. It's a love song.
This is a song written in the 70s by a woman named Barbara Keith, but it's been around and been through so many hands that a lot of people think it's just an old Irish folk song. It's called The Bramble and the Rose. We have been so close together. All the dangers were outside us, and we knew them all by name. See how bramble and rose intertwine. Love grows like the bramble and the rose. Around each other we will. Take it, Larry. I've hurt you and it hurts me just to see what we can do ourselves and to each other without really meaning to. See how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Love grows like the bramble and the rose. Around each other we will twine. Your loving arms around me, and we'll sing a true love song. Learn to sing and dance together, sing and laugh the whole night long. See how the bramble and the rose intertwine.
She's gone away to the north. home. But with each passing day, she heard her heart turn to stone. Now she's gone, said he, she's gone away to the North Country. It's goodbye, 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 said she. This life ain't mine, I can't make it be. Now she's gone, said he, she's gone away to the North Country. She's gone, said he, she's gone away to the North Country.
All right. This instrument Joseph's about to play is called an imbura.
So Dan, are you going to play with this?
It's also called a finger piano. Some people in the most common terms. And it's made out of like, what's it made out of, Joseph? What are those steel things made of?
Steel.
They're made of steel, Larry.
Oh, thanks. Wow. No, but I mean, you know, like. They always do that to
I
me.
I picked it up and showed it out. I forgot that I was going to have to
like
do this.
Old spoons or something, I don't know.
Okay. This thing is plenty loud.
So you guys could sing with us a little bit on this one.
Okay, this is not an African song, but a lot of you may know it, and you can sing right out in the last line if you do. Picking that up on the sound coming through. It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the madam. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck sale. The TV dinners were crammed, the coolerators full of ginger ale. Then worked a little money, come and worked out. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. Play it, Larry. Little records, all rock and rhythm and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid rhythm of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. There's some marimbas back there. Play it, boys. Thank you.
souped up gin. He was a cherry red 53. They drove it down to New Orleans to celebrate their anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely Mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. Goes to show you never can tell. Take one more chorus. It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks.
Oh, I'm sure you never can tell.
Turn around. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. One more time. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
All right, you never can tell. That was great. Hey, we're going to get all the musicians up here now, or as many of them are ready to go out on the ending song. I heard a little rumor that in honor of the big reggae festival, we might be honoring Bob Marley as we go out here. That sounds good to me. So it's been a great show, just an amazing show. I want to say a big thank you to Fort George for hosting us, to the board of directors of Tillicum Foundation for making things like this happen. Thanks to Blue Scorcher for sending over some coffee and some treats for the kids. It's just been a lot of fun. So be sure to support your local businesses here while you're in Astoria. We've got a lot of really good ones, and we appreciate them, and we want you to get to know them also. We're a beautiful city, as you can see if you're visiting, and invite all of you to stick around after the radio broadcast is over, because we're going to get the Marimba Kids all back up here playing some tunes. So one last thing I wanted to tell you about. We're working hard here in town to save our beautiful Clatsop Community College's Performing Arts Center, although I guess we're going to take away the Clatsop College part. But tonight there's a benefit there featuring Allison Wills King, Dave Drury, Todd Peterson, and Debbie Lloyd, and that's 7:30 at the PAC. Again, it's a benefit to save the PAC. So thanks so much. We're going to be back here at Fort George on the last Saturday in August. We've got Gypsy Kim lined up, so you know you're in for a treat once more. Thanks, all of you musicians. Thanks, Niall. Thanks, Old Coat. And thanks especially to the fabulous, fabulous Marimba Band and all their parents who get them here. We'll be passing around a tip jar later in the last part of their performance, so you can help support that band.
You can sing along if you know this one.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beside my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry. Up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds outside my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melodies pure and true, singing, this is my message to you, singing, don't worry, sing it, bad thing, cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Thank you to Debbie, Fort George, KMUN Radio, and all of you, and everybody up here.